Hi, how's it going? And welcome to my, I believe it's the ninth diary entry, I think. Let me check. Yes, ninth. So this one is going to be about, well, today, first of all, let me start by saying that I do feel much better than I did the last few days. I mentioned this in my other posts that for some reason I was feeling very down, discouraged, frustrated, upset, all of the things. And since this is a diary, we're just being transparent and open. But today I feel much better. I was much more productive. I had a class today. It was really good. I went to the gym. I wrote. I really like to write. And I'm doing this project as well. So I've learned a lot. I've did a lot of things. I feel good. Also, the world, like the Canada world that we're in is really going well in terms of COVID. So I think we're at the like 70 something, almost 80% vaccinated for one dose. And then there's like, I think like 50% is double dose vaccinated. I could be wrong with the numbers, but it's just going up there, which is really exciting. I think the Olympics are starting on Friday, which is crazy. I'm really curious to see how that plays out because it's pretty much the first world event that's like this since COVID, and it's just gonna be curious to see how different countries react, whether that's in their country or in Tokyo. So yeah, I'm really excited for what's to come. There's literally like 3 weeks left of school. Like after this week, there's like 3 weeks left of school. And I realized that today and I was mind blown because that means after that I'd be done my first year, which is insane. And we made it through a pandemic, which we still are in, but definitely we've hopefully been through the worst. So it's really crazy to see how like even though the last couple of years with COVID felt like a blur and still kind of do sometimes, there's still lots of things that have happened, and I've still been productive, and many people have, and we've still pushed forward, and things will hopefully keep going in that good direction. But yes, I'm feeling healthy and good, and I actually have my vaccine second dose next Tuesday, so I might have to skip class a bit. I'll let my teacher know, but they did send me like an earlier schedule, so I wasn't able to pick it myself. But I'm excited but nervous because I've heard the second dose is much more intense in terms of like sickness, and I think younger people, from what I know, get more sick than older people with a second dose. I don't know. So the people that I will be talking about today is Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. So I was not feeling well yesterday at all. My stomach was killing me. It was just really, all over the place. One of those days where you just want to sit in your room in your bed or whatever and just be sick or sad. And my mom, obviously, she so I my mom still I live with my mom and my parents, and she was kind enough to comfort me. So she was, was spending time with me. We decided to watch a movie or like a documentary in this case, and it was called Blinding Lights, and it was actually really good. Like I don't know, I had bad small expectations when I first started it, and then I was like, okay, it got better. But it basically it's about the relationship between Hollywood actress Debbie Reynolds. So she was an actress in the 50s to the like, I don't know, 70s sort of, 60s. She did things later on as well, but most of her successes were, I would say, would be the 50s and 60s. She was born on April 1st, 1932. So she's American. She was born in Texas, and she had an incredible career. She was in Singing in the Rain. She was in Tammy the Bat and The Bachelor. She was in The Unsinkable Molly Brown, which is about a woman who was, I believe, this crazy woman, or really lively woman, not crazy woman, lively woman, who actually was on the Titanic and she survived. That's why they call her the Unsinkable Molly Brown. And she was in Charlotte's Web. She even had the Debbie Reynolds Show, and which she starred for like on TV for a bit. So she was on Broadway. She was a very like, she did singing, acting, dancing. She was friends with all of the crooners, and had a really successful career. Now, she got married to Eddie Fisher in 1955. So Eddie Fisher was also extremely famous. He was basically like a Frank Sinatra vibe. And they got married after they filmed a movie together, and they had a child, and they had two kids, actually. They had Carrie Fisher and Todd Fisher. I believe Carrie Fisher is the older one. So Carrie Fisher, if you don't know, is Princess Leia. So she was the woman that acted in the role of Princess Leia in Star Wars, and she was born in 1956. And so she was very, very different to her mom. She was in a lot of movies. She was in a movie called Shampoo, The Blues Brothers, When Harry Met Sally, The Women. So she still had a very successful career, very recognizable, even till she passed away. People, especially that were fans of Star Wars, like, were in love with her. You know, she had this legend status. So they both are legend statuses, you know, the mother and daughter, but they're very different. Carrie Fisher is that typical, like, kind of rebellious personality, especially typical, I'm guessing, of the 70s, very, you know, I don't want to say hippie, but kind of like had that energy. It sounds like from the documentary, where she's like a free spirit. She just say what she feels. She likes to joke around all the time. She's more out there. Her style's more out there. Her house is more out there. She's very funny, very smart. And because of that personality, she has a big personality versus her mom's personality, who was, you know, the classic Hollywood type, like, you know, always looking beautiful and posing, and never anything bothers her, and her hair is always coiffed, and like that kind of image. That's, you know, they kind of had this contrast. So, you know, she had, like, I don't want to say tumultuous childhood. She had a good childhood, but it was very Hollywood childhood, where, you know, there was the tabloids and this, and her mom was divorcing, and then this happened, and whatever. It was very hectic for Carrie, and with her, that personality, and she also suffered with some mental health issues. She got very thrown into the Hollywood world in one of the worst ways. So she was addicted to drugs at one point, and I believe alcohol as well. And during that, and this is like right after the Star Wars era, or maybe even before that as well, but, you know, her relationship with her mother was very, not very good during that time after the Star Wars era. She just felt like she didn't want to be around her mom. They didn't connect. It was like, there was a lot of issues. So I think for about 10 years, they didn't talk. During her 20s, Carrie Fisher's 20s, and it was just a very difficult time for them. But after that time period, after the 10 years, I believe they didn't actually say it in the movie, in the documentary. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know why, but they ended up reconnecting. I think it was an age thing as well. You know, as she got older and got more clean as well, and her mom, you know, maybe reached out or something like that. They definitely reconnected, and they ended up living as neighbors. So it went really well. And they ended up living as neighbors for, like, I think 15 years. And so this documentary documents their life together. It talks about their past and how they grew up, and they discuss all those things. But it also kind of shows their relationship now, or like now as in like in the future when they are grown up, living beside each other. And they are so cute together. They're joking around, they're laughing, they're telling each other everything. They're like best friends, and it's just so nice to see. And I watch this with my mom too, so it was kind of like a nice thing to watch with your mom, right? And so it really made me think, because, you know, obviously I don't have that type of I didn't have a tumultuous relationship with my mom like she did, like Carrie Fisher did. But at the same time, those things happen in any relationship, right? There's any close relationship, especially family, especially moms and daughters. There's moments where you feel like you can't connect, where you feel like there's something off, where you're frustrated, you're annoyed, whatever the case may be. And it can take a toll on you and your mom, or vice versa. And so, yeah, but then there's a certain point where you realize, and sometimes it comes and goes, sometimes it's in phases, but there was a point where you realize, you know, wow, like, I'm so lucky to have this person in my life, or I really want to connect with them, or I really feel close to them, etc. And it's just really refreshing to re-remember that. And it sounds ridiculous, because obviously everyone's thankful for their mom, you know, like, we always talk about it, there's Mother's Day, etc. But like, at the same time, it's so easy to forget, you know, your mom is just there most of the time, especially when you're growing up. She does a lot of stuff, you know, she cleans, she cooks, she does those things around you, and you appreciate it, but you're like, oh, that's just my mom. But then as you get older and older, and you realize just how much your mom's done for you, or you've been through, and then you realize also the opposite way, like, I'm sure, like, mothers realize, oh, wow, like, my daughter, you know, she's grown up and she's had been through all these things. There's a deeper connection that forms. And this type of connection has been really important to me for me, I guess you could say, since COVID, or it's been like that forever, but especially since COVID. And disclaimer, I'm an only child, so maybe that's why, not that's why, but like I'm very close to my mom in general, right? But yeah, like since COVID, I struggled a lot, and I've said this 500 times in the other diary entries, but I'm very much an extrovert. So a lot of the things that I was dealing with through COVID were very difficult for me, for a lot of other people as well, but in this case, it was me for sure. And my mom was there the whole time. She literally, she just was there to listen, to support, to sit with me, to talk to me, to like laugh with me, distract me, all the things, all of the above. And I'm so thankful to have her. And it really kind of made me reflect on how important those relationships are, even though they're it's an obvious thing, but it made me remember. And yeah, so I just wanted to like highlight that. I mean, I didn't go super in depth on their lives. They both have extremely interesting lives, and I don't want to like go on and on about them. But the fact that it's really cool to see two incredible women who are very different, have such incredible careers, but also such a close relationship in that way. And it's just like really, you know, heartwarming. So definitely would recommend. And Carrie Fisher is a wild one. It's so funny. She says a lot of funny things. But yeah, so it's just kind of through COVID, I've really realized not to take people for granted times 10. I always knew that, but I'm realizing it times 10, especially when I'm feeling down and weird. And, you know, I'm feeling much better now, so that's good. But it's just something to keep in mind.